Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Tax Shorts by CA Jay Bohara. In this episode, we will be covering all major tax updates of week 3 of November 2021. From CBIC issuing various GST rate notifications and circulars. The government agreeing to refund 7,900 crore rupees retrospective tax to Cairn Energy. A lot has happened this week. Let's begin. CBIC issues several GST rate notifications coming into effect from January 1, 2021. Changes in GST rate on textile and footwear to mitigate inverted duty structure. Job work services on dyeing or printing of textile and textile products falling under Chapter 50 to 63 taxable at 18%. Food delivery apps like Zomato and Swiggy, and cloud kitchens brought within the restaurant services. Liable to pay GST. Composite supply of works contract to governmental authority or government entity taxable at 18%. Exemption removed on supply of pure services and composite supply of goods and services where value of supply of goods is not more than 25% to a governmental authority or entity. CBIC issues clarification on applicability of dynamic QR code on B2C invoices in case of foreign recipients. CBIC issues clarification on certain GST refund related issues relating to excess balance in cash ledger and deemed exports. Government to refund 7,900 crore rupees retrospective tax to Cairn Energy. Company to withdraw cases. GST refund drive initiated by Haryana government till the 8th of December to expedite the processing and sanctioning of GST refunds. Barras of Section 16(2)(c) prescribing condition of payment of tax by supplier to avail ITC challenged before the Bombay High Court. Tamil Nadu government issues instructions on levy of penalty for minor defects in e-way bill not intended for tax evasion. GST authorities start issuing notices to several firms on ITC mismatch using deep analytics tools embedded in the GST and software. Bengaluru cowherd with 2,000 rupees income gets GST notice for 2 crore rupees transaction. Indian Express reports that center is working on tax framework to regulate cryptocurrencies. Customs writes to Adani Ports SEZ on banning Exim cargo from Pakistan, Iran and Afghanistan. That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. For all taxation related matters, you can reach out to me at cajaybohra@gmail.com. See you next week with more such updates. Cheers.